This is Terry Mandel, DOD King, an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Carol Berry, please note the following medical letter, period. Carol is C-A-R-O-L. Last name is B-E-R-R-Y. On August 8th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 58-year-old female, height 4 foot 11 inches tall, weight 146 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 24th, 2023, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was initially dazed when another vehicle caused a head-on collision going the opposite direction, period. Several airbags were deployed, period. Her vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a 2013 Ford Fusion, four-door passenger car, period. The other vehicle was an SUV, period. The patient had immediate pain in her neck, comma, left wrist, comma, left elbow, comma, and abdomen, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still experiencing neck pain, comma, left wrist pain, and left elbow pain, period. She is having problems with memory loss and confusion, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It occurs approximately 9 hours per day, period. It is a burning type pain that varies in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to both shoulders, down her left arm to her elbow, period. New paragraph. Her left wrist pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain and worse with hand movement, period. It occurs approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is described as an aching type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. Her left elbow pain occurs with diminished range of motion occasionally, period. It is an intermittent pain and worse during the day, period. It is a jolting type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 8 out of 10 to a bad day also of 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the patient was seen in the emergency room that day via ambulance to community hospital, period. She was treated and released. They did x-rays and medication, period. She was seen 1 week later at Performance Wellness. And had to stop due to the pain, period. She saw her family doctor approximately 2 weeks ago and put on a muscle relaxer who suggested physical therapy, but she was not able to comply due to the fibromyalgia pain, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She states everyday activity is slower, comma, problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, lifting, comma, driving in a vehicle, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin, comma, blood pressure medicine, comma, anti-anxiety medicine, comma, Flexeril, comma, Ambien, comma, ibuprofen, comma, and Ozempic, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes ibuprofen, comma, Flexeril, comma, splint for her elbow, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for neuropathy, comma, fibromyalgia, diagnosed 5 years ago, however worse since this automobile accident, comma, hypertension, diabetes, anxiety, depression, insomnia, and breast cancer, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past period. The patient never had radiculopathy in the past period. The patient never injured her left wrist in the past, but had a cyst removed 10 years ago without permanency or pain, period. The patient never injured her left elbow in the past period. This is the only automobile accident the patient has been involved in, period. She has not had prior work injuries, period. She states her fibromyalgia is 30% worse since this automobile accident, period. Her fibromyalgia pain was different from the present left wrist and left elbow pain, which is new, and was these two areas were never involved with fibromyalgia in the past, period. Her neck pain in the past with fibromyalgia was an aching muscular type pain. The present pain is now burning in nature, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for breast surgery and cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph, occupation is she is unemployed, period. She is disabled due to the fibromyalgia and breast cancer, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, including records from performance wellness, as well as community hospital South, period. Records from community hospital South, admission March 24th, 2023. 58-year-old female who presents to the emergency department, VMS, EMS, status post MVA that occurred prior to arrival, period. She did hit her head. She has a headache, period. She's also complaining of neck pain, period. She has developed right lower back pain, right chest wall pain, left-sided neck pain, epigastric pain, nausea, bilateral hand and wrist pain, as well as left forearm pain, period. She reports she does have bruising and swelling to the left hand, bruising along the left forearm and abrasions to the right hand and wrist, period. On physical examination, they documented multiple abnormalities, including areas, including the neck, chest, abdomen, left forearm, right wrist, left hand, cervical area as well. There was a quarter-size hematoma noted to the dorsal aspect of the left hand, period. They say that she presented to the emergency room department after MVA with concerns for head injury, neck pain, right-sided chest wall pain, right lower back pain, epigastric pain, as well as bilateral hand and wrist pain, period. They reviewed the head CT, which was negative. She was discharged home with naproxen, as well as Flexeril for muscle spasm, period. Their clinical impressions were one, motor vehicle accident, two, strain of the neck muscles, three, head injury, four, contusion of the left hand, five, sprain of the left wrist, six, sprain of the right wrist, seven, abrasion multiple sites, eight, traumatic hematoma of the left forearm, number nine, chest wall contusion, 10, abdominal pain, 11, pancreatic cyst, 12, thyroid nodule, period. Performance Wellness South records, April 10th, 2023. Ms. Berry presents to the office for x-rays and report of findings on April 10th, 2023. Diagnosis was acute post-traumatic headache, sprain of the cervical ligaments, sprain of the thoracic ligaments, sprain of the lumbar ligaments, strain of the cervical spine, comma, strain of the thoracic spine, comma, strain of the lumbar spine, comma, myalgia, comma, muscle spasm of the back, comma, other muscle spasm, comma, and MVC car versus car, period. Radiology report, performance wellness, March 24th, 2023. X-rays of the cervical lumbar area were noted and negative for fractures, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and doing an IME, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 24th, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, gait examination was normal, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the cervical area revealed diminished range of motion, with flexion diminished by 22 degrees, comma, extension by 14 degrees, comma, side bending by 12 degrees on the left, comma, 16 degrees on the right, comma, rotation diminished by 22 degrees left and 18 degrees right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm in the cervical area, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left wrist was abnormal with diminished range of motion, including flexion diminished by 22 degrees and extension by 18 degrees, period. There was palpable tenderness of the left wrist, period. There was diminished grip strength in the left hand, and the patient is right hand dominant, period. Right wrist was normal, period. There was skin discoloration noted of the left forearm, period. Examination of the right elbow was normal, period. Examination of the left elbow revealed tenderness on the medial aspect, period. There was diminished strength of the left elbow, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left elbow with flexion diminished by 34 degrees, period. Examination of the skin of the abdomen revealed a 3 centimeter arrow-shaped scar in the right upper quadrant due to this automobile accident, period. This was caused by the lap belt, apparently, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished sensation involving the bilateral dorsal feet, period. Reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and sprain. Number 2, left wrist trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and strain, period. Number 3, left elbow and forearm trauma, comma, pain, comma, and hematoma, period. Number 4, thoracic trauma, strain, comma, and sprain, period. Number 5, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and sprain, period. Number 6, head injury, period. Number 7, chest wall trauma, comma, pain, comma, contusion, comma. Number 8, abdominal trauma, comma, pain, comma, abdominal trauma and pain, period. Number 9, bilateral hand and wrist trauma, comma, pain, comma. Number 10, multiple abrasions, period. The above 10 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 24th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. Please note the following impairments, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left wrist, utilizing Table 15-3, the patient qualifies for a 3% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 15-11, period. In reference to the left elbow, utilizing Table 15-4, The patient qualifies for a 3% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing table 15-11, period. We combine the three whole body impairments. The patient has a 7% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of March 24th, 2023, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical, left wrist, and left elbow regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Should the patient be able to tolerate the pain of physical therapy due to the fibromyalgia under better controlled situations, this physical therapy would cost approximately $2,000, period. Ongoing medications would be $110 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Injections to the cervical region would cost approximately $2,000, period. An MRI of the neck is warranted at $2,500, period. Should this be abnormal, surgery may be entertained, period. A splint for her arm would cost approximately $200, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.